prepare to be able to cater for our beautiful neshamas is a wonderful thing. It's a gift, and it will be reflected be'ezus Hashem in the dedication and in the ahava that we show to our talmidim. Before I start saying what I was going to say, let me tell you something which happened to me on the way here just a few minutes ago. I have a file with different handouts that I've given out and one or two articles too about chinuch. And I went there just before I left the office and I took the sheet with the notes which I used at the kinus hashluchos, which Rabbi Stein told me to base myself on. I also took one other thing because I had a sticker on it and it said the greatness of the rewards for a mechanech in such a note. And I picked that up, and on the way here, after I left my office, and before I came here to make this webcast, I looked at the letter. And I want first and foremost to share with you that letter from the Rebbe from 51 years ago, and I believe that maybe this whole meeting was here only that you should hear this letter. My own note just says that this letter tells you how great is the reward of being in chinuch. B'poil, it's a letter from Chof Tes Iyer, Tovshin Yud Ches, and the Rebbe begins off, I'm replying to your letter when you're telling me that you are a melamed of a class of children in Detroit. And for some time people have been pressing you and speaking with you that you should move to New York because there you'll be more easily be able to have a proper life with better Yiddishkeit, and you're asking me my opinion. And the Rebbe replies a few points. Number one, he says, I'm amazed that you even have a doubt that you are there teaching Jewish children. Chinuch al Taras HaKodesh. This is called Meleches Hashem, Hashem's work. And there is nothing bigger than that, especially in our generation. This is 51 years ago. V'ashrei chelko shel kol echad v'achas shezocha lases b'zeh. How lucky is every person who has the zechus to be engaged in this type of chinuch. V'adrabe, my advice to you is not just that you should stay and appreciate what you're doing in Detroit, but that you should be trying to get other people, trying to convince them that they should also try to do that type of work, whether it's in your city or in a different city. And there, where there are fewer people who understand how important this work is, it's even a greater thing. And the Rebbe says, Dafke, the reason that you gave in your letter, that in New York, all inyonim of Yiddishkeit are easier, more accessible. That is the dafke, the reason why you have the zechus to be able to be working there much more than the average person. And the Eibishter pays back mida keneged mida. You did something for Hashem, He will do it for you. The only difference is that He will pay you back many times more than what you gave. And the Chazal say, someone who works in the chinuch of Yalde B'nei Yisrael, each of whom is Hashem's child, the zechus is that Hashem will pay you countless times more, that you should have hatzlocha with your sons, with your own daughters, and you will have a lot of roiv nachas amiti, nachas yehudi misoirosi. I'm not even sure if the person the Rebbe was writing to was a chazir. And it is known that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Shver, who was Nasi Yisrael, he chose the most choice Talmidim that they should dafke go in the Orei HaSodeh, in outside of New York, and they are the ones and who have seen to this day peiros, who pay their pays, fruits and fruits of the fruits. And this should be a lesson to every one of us. I hope that these few lines that I've written to you, Rebbe concludes, even though they're just few, I hope that they will have an impact. Really, it's not even necessary. The only reason I'm writing it is that lohoisif hislahavus, to give you more enthusiasm, more excitement, more appreciation of what you're actually doing, and you should know that the best thing is that you should do it from hachavas adas, feeling comfortable and feeling lucky that you are doing this, and it will bring you true good health. And the Rebbe ends up with a bracha v'atzlocha and a bracha v'kabbalos ha'toyra b'simcha b'pnimius. I could not have asked for a greater theme. It's mamish hashgach haprat. This is the only piece of paper I picked up other than the notes that I had, which I gave out to the shluchos, which Rabbi Stein told me to speak about. And only on the way here, while I was walking, I was looking at the letter. It's to someone in Detroit who had the zchus to teach a single class, telling us the tremendous zchus. Now let me just say a few of the points which I was going to say. I was once asked to speak to a kinos about the tremendous merit, the tremendous zchus in the idea of shlichus is there for those who are mechanchim and mechanchos. People think of the great glamour of a Chabad house, the great glamour of being a rov in a community, running even a friendship circle, or whatever it happens to be, all different types of things. We should know that there is nothing in the world which can compare to chinuch. So I had to give a talk on it. The first thing I did was I went to the Rebbe's Igros in Chelekhov. There is an index, a mafteach. And I decided, I looked there, it had, you know, trying to find which aspect am I going to draw upon to give my presentation to the shluchim. And when I looked at it, it suddenly dawned on me that in the mafteachos, there are so many columns just telling you what the zechus and what the details are about being in chinuch, that I counted all the number of columns for that mafteach. And there were, must, I don't remember the number, there maybe were 15 or 20 different columns just referring to elsewhere where the Rebbe speaks in the Igros about chinuch. More columns than on the Mafteach for Torah, Tefillah, Teshuvah, Geula, Rabbonus, you name the topic, Friedige Rebbe, Mittler Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, Tanya, whatever subject you want, it was maybe the most or nearly the most of any other subject. The fact that the Rebbe gave himself over so much to the idea of chinuch, and he spoke to us so many times with such great love and such great warmth and such great assurance, that in itself, I said, before you go into the details that it's there in the Igros of the Rebbe about the zechus for a mechanech, the segula being a mechanech, the details of how to do it without compromising and yet in a positive way, in warmth and building up a good feeling with our beautiful, precious neshamas, that in itself, that the Rebbe spent so many letters speaking about and to mechanchim, should be a lesson to us about what is a zechus that we have. I also would like to say that if you think of it, the Baal Shem Tov, his first work with the community, with the klal, was as a Bahelfa, where he worked together with a Malamed, trying to inspire children. If you look at it, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Dovid HaMelech, they all were tested as shepherds, and the Rebbe said that is the role of Mechanchim today. There is also a famous letter from the Rebbe in the Igros, one letter, where he writes to Rabbi Shlamei Shlita. He was the head of the Beis Rivka in Yer, in France, outside Paris, for many years. Now he lives in Eretz Yisrael. And during that time, he had an offer, a very attractive, enticing offer, to become a Rav in a whole Kehila, which is a beautiful, wonderful opportunity for any person who's a Rav. And he asked it, and the Rebbe wrote to him that I heard that you had a question in your mind whether or not to take that. He decided he wasn't going to take it, but the Rebbe said, I just want you to know that I'm surprised that there should even be a suffix. There should even be a doubt that someone should change the chelik ha-toiv, the chelik ha-yof, I don't remember the exact word, the best, the choicest shlichus, the choicest aspect of avodas ha-klal, which is chinuch, and you be mechanich, the future mothers of our people and the future teachers of our people, there should even be a doubt to change yourself to a thing like rabbonis, where there's no way you could have that same kind of an impact. That is to what extent the idea of shlichus, of chinuch, is the main shlichus and the most important thing of all. Let me just mention that when you are being mechanech children, you are impacting the next generation of parents, the next generation of shluchim and shluchos, the next generation of Chabad, the next generation, these are the people who are going to exponentially, they're going to carry further afield everything that you're giving them. It's, you're giving it to thousands of people. We recently had a graduation here, and we had a guest speaker, was Balabas, a supporter. He gives us good support. And what I told him, and I'm telling it to you, I said, you're speaking here to 100 girls. You should know you are not speaking to 100 people. You are speaking here to 500,000. Because every one of them, in the course of their life, is going to impact L'toiv, another 5,000 people, Be'ezus Hashem, halavai more. When you're teaching a class of 5 or 10 or 20 kinderlach, those tired in the shamas are actually people who are soaking in from you everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us, everything which the Rebbe is giving to us, everything which the Torah is giving to us, everything which all the generations of Jewish Varimkai has given to us, which we have, and we are imprinting it onto those children. And it's going to have an effect, kama pa'omim kocha. All of us remember, somewhere along the line, we might not remember the day-by-day learning that we had in any class, or even in every class, but the general impact that the ideas that we keep as precious in our minds are things that we picked up as mechunachim and mechunachos. And that is what we are giving and sharing to our youngsters. And there's no greater source. I have worked, Baruch Hashem, in many, many different areas of shlichus. I still do many different things. But there's nothing that makes me feel as good as speaking to a group of young people, because I feel I'm speaking to people who are being impressed, and they are going to take this further, and they're going to carry it, and it's the most wonderful thing in the world. Let me mention a little bit about some details within the way of chinuch. We are now in Chodesh Elul. This is the Hachana to Rosh Hashanah. What happens Rosh Hashanah? It's explained in Chassidus, and it's explained in all Sfarim, that the center of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiyah Shofar, and the center of Tkiyah Shofar is Kabbalas Oil Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are accepting on ourselves the kingship of Hashem. We are proclaiming Hashem as our Melech. And in Chassidus it asks, Hashem is he's the king anyway. He's in control. Hashem's ruling the world, and he creates the world. What does he need? What do we add by our preparing ourselves and then surrendering ourselves to the Malchus of Hashem? And it explains in Chassidus that the whole idea is that we should surrender ourselves mitoich simcha, but we should be the ones that are makabel. It says in davening, malchusoy berotzoin kiblu aleihem. Hashem's kingship was accepted with will, with love, with desire by the Bnei Yisrael. That is what we're doing Rosh Hashanah. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls. That's not called Malchus in Lashon HaKodesh. That's called Memshola. Malchus Cho Malchus Kol Olamim. The Alter Rebbe says that is talking to the Jewish people who are being Mekabel Malchus Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. And in a different way every single day. That refers to the nations, that's the dominion, the control, the rulership, which is not coming from the person who is accepting it. And in the way of chinuch, throughout all generations, especially today, is that we have to guide our children with clear borders, clear guidelines, clear standards that are expected, but the goal in the back of our mind is that it should be something which the child is mekabel b'rotzen, something which they appreciate, which they love, which they want to do. The Rebbe Rayat of Yosef Yitzchak, the father-in-law of the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, wrote a sefer called Klolei HaChinuch VaHadrocha. It's available in English as well. It's available with Biyurim. It's about 17 chapters. And one of the chapters he speaks about the relationship that a pupil should have to their teacher, which is that they should have respect, love, and trust. And the relationship that a machanech, a machaneches should have to the pupils, which is also a knowledge of them, a building of standard and a love to them. And the Rebbe writes there that a Talmid will accept a chinuch kebarzel, a chinuch which makes ironclad demands on them if they are presented out of love. What we want is that the Talmid should not do what they're doing because they're forced to do it. That's a very, very early stage. They should be happy to do it, happy to be forced, happy to be demanded. They should understand that this is something which is going to give meaning and positive to their life. And we saw it in many, many stories of the Rebbe where he achieved the goal, the chinuch goal. You have to know what your goal is in every situation and how to achieve it in a positive way. Not chas v'sholom to compromise it. The standard that we expect and that we want is real, it's deliverable, it's the right thing, and it's also something which can be achieved. At the same time, we want that the Talmud, we want to change them. We want they should internalize the message that we give. Even the youngest child in the kindergarten can do it, and even a rebellious teenager can do it and use the rebellion for Kedusha. I'm trying to think of some stories of the Rebbe where we saw it. I tell one or two stories. There was one story where the Rebbe told, there were two girls in Yechidus with their mother. And he told the girls that he wanted to give them a dollar and they should say Shema. So the older girl said the Shema, one of the two girls said the Shema, and the Rebbe gave her a dollar. The other girl refused. She was stage struck, she was frightened or excited, whatever it was, she became very shy and bashful. And the Rebbe said, I'll give it a dollar, this, he said that. And the end is that that girl held her ground and did not say the Shema, which the Rebbe said is the condition for getting the dollar. Now, so what do you do then? What the Rebbe did was, he gave the dollar to her mother. And he said, tonight, When she lets her sleep, when she goes to bed, she's going to say Shema. When she says Shema, give her the dollar. There's a profound message here. Number one, the Rebbe said that you get the dollar when you say the Shema. The Rebbe made sure that that girl would get the dollar. Number two, there was a condition. That condition had to be fulfilled. But he used his creativity to see that there's a way that both things are going to be fulfilled. The girl will get her reward and she will earn the reward. That's the role of the mechanech. Our role is not to be able to assess what children are doing. It's to inspire them, to inform them, to get them to want to do and then to do it and to be rewarded b'zeh u'b'bo. I can think of other stories of the Rebbe here. I'll tell you one or two other ones. The Rebbe saw, he was coming out to go next door. It was a time when he would be with the Rebbetzin together in the library, which was next door to 770. Their house was in President Street, but for Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Rebbetzin and the Rebbe would move in to the library. There was a small little apartment within the library which was built for their comfort, and that's where they spent Shabbos and Yom Tov the last years before the Rebbetzin passed away. And it was the Rebbe, after davening, would be in his room for an hour, for 2 hours, however long, and then he would go home, or in this case he would go next door to the Rebbetzin. And people were outside 770. It was a beautiful day. It was Shavuos. They were waiting, maybe waiting for the Rebbe, maybe waiting for their family. And amongst the different people there, there were two friends or two sisters who were on either side of the small staircase which led up to the library. So in other words, if somebody wanted to walk up those steps, they would have to walk between these two girls. And suddenly the Rebbe appeared outside 770 and he was walking toward the library. And there were about 50 people there, 60 people who were outside. They noticed it. They saw that here's these two girls, and the Shulchan Aruch says that a man should not walk between two women, and a woman should not walk between two men. And here's the Rebbe going to be forced, as it were, to go between these two girls. If it would have been 2 minutes early and they realized that the Rebbe is coming out, somebody would have told the girl to move to the other side. But it was too late. The Rebbe was coming already. They were afraid to do anything. So the Rebbe came, he stopped over by one of these girls, and he whispered something to her. She immediately went to the other side, and the Rebbe walked into the library. Once he closed the door and he locked the door behind him, 20, 30 people descended on this girl, and they asked her, "What did the Rebbe tell you?" And she said, "The Rebbe told me, Zog good Yom Tov to thy Shvester, or say good Yom Tov to your sister or to your friend over there." And she went across. The Rebbe did what had to be done, but it was done without the slightest ill feeling to anybody, without harming anybody. I'll just tell you one more story, and then I don't know if there will be any questions. You can send the questions by the mail, by email. I heard this story this summer at the Yache Kala in Camp Gan Yisrael in New York, Kiryat Gan Yisrael. The Rebbe went to France in 1947, Tovshin Zayin. That's the only time he left New York from when he arrived in Tovshin Aleph in 1941, was to go to France. There he went to meet his mother, spend a few weeks with her and with the Hasidim there and with other cities in Europe. The Fidei Rebbe gave him things to do. And then he came back together with his mother to New York. While he was there, he farbreng with the Hasidim. At one farbrengen, the Rebbe's father, Rebbe Levi Yitzchok, was mentioned, either by the Rebbe or by someone else. And one of the Hasidim there said, der Tata hat gesagt, als ihr habt ihn schon übergestiegen. Your father said that you have already outpaced him. You're already higher than he is. That's what they told the Rebbe, who was at that time the son-in-law of the Rebbe, at the Fabrenge. He was confronted with that statement. What the Rebbe said back to this person, immediately he said, Azoi dafatata zogin vegen azun. That is the way a father should speak about his son. That's the story. And when I heard that story, I got very excited on the different levels that you can see from this story. The level of kibud av. Remember, you might have said, he could have said, nonsense, that's not true. Then he would be disagreeing with his father. So the Rebbe didn't